Several hundred Iraqis crowd around the entrance to the UN refugee agency in Damascus, angry, fearful, and often desperate. Most are Sunni Muslims. Some have been here for months or longer. Others are new arrivals. The crowd includes young and old, men and women, and a few small children. This woman does not give her name, but she's determined to air her grievance. She's come from Baghdad and says she was driven from her home by Shiite militias. She says the militia of radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr drove her family out, and she says there's no help from the Iraqi government, which she accuses of being a mere puppet of Iran. Others nod their head in agreement. They say they thought they were safe here in Syria. Now they're not so sure. Lawrence Yolis is the representative in Syria of the UN Refugee Agency. He says he understands the refugees' anger and concern.
Things are becoming much more difficult, and it's not sort of everyone who comes can stay without much problem. There are really tough regulations that seem to be enforced.
Yolis says it seems the Syrians are beginning to enforce existing regulations to stem the tide of refugees coming in. Early on, he says everyone was welcome. The Iraqis could come in, get a visa for 3 months, then easily renew for another 3 months by crossing the border back into Iraq and coming back to Syria the same day. Now it appears new arrivals are being granted only a 15-day visa and must go to immigration. Many are then being told that they must return to Iraq for 1 month before applying again. Those who've been here for longer are told that when their visa expires, they too must go back for a month and then reapply. That, says Yolis, is causing a great deal of anxiety.
They're here. They think they're safe. Their children might be in school. Some people are sick. You've got victims of torture. You've got all sorts of very desperate cases who then have to go back to Iraq for a month, be confronted again with all the same insecurity and problems, and then try to come back again and hope that they will be allowed to stay on.
Yolis says Syria gets high marks for its open-door policy, but he says the flow of refugees has put a severe strain on the government's ability to provide for them and for its own people, especially in areas of health and education. But that explanation is of little comfort to the refugees gathered outside. Some, like Zainab El Mela, blame the Americans for what's happened to them.
Where shall I go? I'm asking Mr. Bush, where shall I go? What shall I do?
Mela came here with her husband and 3 children 7 months ago. She says they fled Baghdad because Shiite militias threatened to kill them. Her husband had a stroke, she says, and is partially paralyzed. Her children have yet to go to school here. None of this would have happened, she says, if the Americans had not invaded.
Mr. Bush will accept us in USA? Will he take us in his country for the safety of our children, of our family? Where shall I go?
Much of the anger here is mixed with fear and sadness. Fear that if they're forced to go back to Iraq, they'll be killed. And sadness because they see little hope of returning home in safety anytime in the foreseeable future. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Damascus.